at 6:06, we have fog, mist, 29 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 61. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. American Airlines regional carrier, American Eagle, starts a new pilot program with Tulsa's Spartan College.
The FAA will allow Spartan graduates to take their airline transport pilot certifications with 1,000 flight hours instead of 1,500. American Eagle pilot recruiter Nick Bryce says these kinds of agreements will help the airline keep up its ranks.
We've done the 750 for the military folks. We've done 1,000 for people like here at Spartan. We've done the 1,250 for the people, say, at like TCC. All of our pilot recruiters are all real knowledgeable on all the requirements that we need to, because I don't want to waste anyone's time when I put them in a class.
Airlines in the U.S. are struggling to employ enough pilots because of tougher federal regulations, international competition for American pilots, and thousands of senior pilots nearing mandatory retirement age. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Governor Fallon spends the day in Owosso. She met with the Chamber of Commerce officials yesterday for lunch. She congratulated them on landing the Macy's warehouse operation and its 1,500-plus jobs.
Over $170 million of investment, creating both full-time jobs, part-time jobs, and seasonal jobs. It'll be a big boost to Tulsa's regional economy. Certainly, it's great news for Owosso.
The governor also talked about the legislative session, where she called for even more workers' compensation reform. Meanwhile, at the state capitol, marijuana advocates rallied at the capitol yesterday. They're calling for reform of the state's pot laws, in particular, medical marijuana. Norma Sapp is the director of the Oklahoma chapter of the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws.
This is medicine, and people know it, and so we need to get away from this thinking that it's evil.
A statewide Sooner poll last year found 71% of Oklahomans support the use of medical marijuana. An Oklahoma Senate committee gives overwhelming bipartisan approval for a $160 million bond issue to renovate and repair the Oklahoma Capitol.
The Senate Appropriations Committee voted 20-1 Wednesday to approve the bill, which authorizes the Oklahoma Capitol Improvement Authority to issue the bonds. The Senate and Governor Mary Fallon have been supportive of a bond issue to overhaul the nearly 100-year-old crumbling building, but there has been resistance to the idea in the increasingly conservative House. The bill next heads to the full Senate for consideration. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Rogers County has been running its Veterans Court program for a year now, modeled after Tulsa County's Veteran Court program. It is helping 15 veterans beat addictions and stay out of jail. Infantryman Charles Striplin of the 101st Airborne Division served in Vietnam. He was self-medicating PTSD and kidney damage with drugs and alcohol. Striplin says court counselors gave him a new outlook.
You know, a long time I thought that's what you had to do. And my relationship with my grandchildren, everything's changed. It's all changed. My whole life is so, I'm just happy as I can be.
Participants move through five phases of the program, which usually takes a year and a half to 2 years. After holding below $3 a gallon for several weeks, gas prices in Tulsa now several cents above the $3 mark. Chuck May with the AAA Auto Club says there are reasons for the jump.
Number one, the cold at the Northeast has increased demand for home heating oil. Refineries are able to produce less gasoline as a result. Also, we're seeing the beginnings of the transition refineries make each spring to producing those summer-grade fuel.
Gas prices in Tulsa are now higher than they've been since October 1st. Our weather forecast, we're living right. Sunny and nice, above normal temperatures. Normal is 53. We'll be up to 61 this afternoon. Right now in Tulsa, fog, mist, and 29. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.